ASMR.
Cool.
Break them.
Hi everyone, it's Veronica, and I'm here with
Esley. Hello.
And we're the Media Wives. Sorry about today, we have some technical difficulties, so there's no like sweepers in between the tracks. So yeah, we're just gonna break it up with our voice. Today, we're just gonna talk about random stuff, just like shows we've been watching recently. Esley's been rewatching South Park, so we're just gonna talk about that. And yeah, and then maybe just talk about like what we want to do next week, just stuff like that. But yeah,
very fun.
Next up is Black Dog by Arlo Parks.
I'm not afraid to die.
Hi everyone, it's the Media Wives and we're back to talk about just like shows we've been watching recently or rewatching in Esley's case.
Hey, listen, I just can't find any shows that I want to watch.
Yeah, that's true. Right, so I want to talk about a bit of a weird one that I discovered when I was at my brother's that we started watching. I think it's a really good show to watch like if you're eating something. I don't know.
What?
I know that sounds weird, but like the characters are well written, but I don't know. The plot's a bit like, I don't know what's going on with the plot right now. It's just a bit like, it's not really there. It's just like, it's more about the characters, really. Anyway, I'm going to read a synopsis, because I'm really bad at explaining things.
What show is this?
Rain Dogs, on okay. BBC iPlayer.
All right, cool.
So yeah, BBC iPlayer, get on that. They have some good shows, actually. So the synopsis is, an unconventional love story between a working class single mum, her young daughter, and a privileged gay man. I know that sounds really weird, but I really like the show so far. I started watching it this morning again, like from where we left off, right? I don't know, I just really like the characters, especially, yeah, the gay character in the show. He's great. I love him. His name's Florian Selby.
You're not going to say what you were telling me before we...
No, we're not going to talk about that.
Anyway. I think we should.
No, I don't think we should talk about that. This is not appropriate for the show. But, I don't know, I really like his character. Very well written. Yeah. And it's sort of weird, like, it doesn't feel like there's a main character. It feels like there's like three or four main characters. Like yeah. They're all just like the stars. It's all about them, really.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
It's a really interesting show. I like the way it's written. Yeah. And recently, what else have I been watching? I started watching Breaking Bad. I know. It's been around for ages, but I only just got to it because I'm special.
Didn't you spend ages saying that you would never watch it?
Yeah, because someone ruined it for me. But now I'm back and I'm watching it. And it's great, yeah, it's a great show. The shots are great, yeah, the plot's great.
I've like half watched Breaking Bad. Like I watched it when my parents were watching it downstairs and it just depended on when I was there.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Yeah,
I've half watched it.
You should rewatch that. How about that?
Wow.
Okay, so tell everyone, what have you been rewatching, Ezra?
I mean, you outed me before.
Go on then.
Fully.
Go on then. Explain yourself to everyone.
Explain myself.
Yeah, explain yourself to everyone. What have you been rewatching and why?
Okay, well, to start off with the obvious, I've been rewatching South Park. Yeah. And I mean, not really rewatching it because when I started watching it the first time, I started on like season 19, so I'm literally just catching up to where I started.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because I wanted to find one specific episode and then I just kept watching them, so...
Yeah. I feel like it's a very much comfort show kind of thing.
It is.
It's great, yeah.
It's not a show that you would expect to be a comfort show, especially, like, for someone like me.
Yeah.
Who gets very, like, easily offended at little jokes, you know?
Do you? I don't know.
A little bit. Not greatly. I don't get, like... as worked up as I used to. I used to scream and cry and everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, for that to be my comfort show, I feel like that would destroy my past self. if I told her that, she would break down and cry.
Very dramatic. But yeah, if you haven't watched South Park, then I don't know what kind of rock you've been under. That you just need to address that yourself. That's like a personal issue that you have.
That's on you. It's a skill issue.
That's on you. But, yeah, Rain Dogs. I don't know. I don't know if any of you have heard about that. BBC iPlayer. You should watch it. I think you should watch it. Let me know what you think. Oh, yeah, if you do want to let us know what you think about anything we talk about, you can email us on themediawives@gmail.com. That's themediawives@gmail.com.
Shameless promo.
Just a little, you know, if you want to talk to us.
Just a little something.
So we don't feel like we're speaking into the void, but we probably are, so it's fine. Anyway.
Should we go to the next song?
Yeah, I'm going to shut up now. What are we playing? We're playing Temptation Sensation.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car and raced like a jet all the way to you. Knocked on your door with heart in my head to ask you a question, 'cause I know that you're an old-fashioned man. Can I have your daughter for the rest of my life? Say yes, say yes, 'cause I need to know. You say I'll never get your blessing till the day I die. Tough luck, my friend, but the answer is no. Why you gotta be so rude? Don't you know I'm human too? Why you gotta be so rude? I'm gonna marry you anyway.
Why you gotta be so
we're back. It's 2:08.
That was the right most now. Random of lineup of songs I've ever heard.
Yeah, I kind of forgot. I put one of those songs in. Anyway. Yeah.
Casual.
If you are confused by the first song, that's the soundtrack to It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which you need to watch. If you like South Park, you're going to love that show.
I've never heard of it.
It's so good. It's on Netflix. You should watch it. Anyone else that cares should watch it too.
I'll watch it just for you.
It's so funny. It's the same kind of thing, like edgy humor. I don't know how else to describe it.
Edgy humor.
Well, you know, South Park's like edgy humor or whatever. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes. We also need to do an episode on that show because there's loads of fun things we can talk about to do that show, like how it's made and stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a point. You know, we were talking about South Park.
Yeah.
Did you know that they make the episodes in 6 days?
What, like each episode?
Yeah.
That's mad, really.
They give themselves a week to publish each episode, and that's how like they talk about topics so quickly.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's like organization.
Just a little fun fact for you.
That is very fun facts. We also need to do an episode on South Park. That's also a thing we need to do.
I forgot I knew that fact, I'll be honest.
So, it's okay, we can we'll figure it out. We can research.
Well,
we have dedication to the show.
Researching South Park.
Yeah, lots of research. Anyway, another thing I want to talk about is another show I've been recommended to watch on Netflix that's come out, like, I don't know, very recently. It's called Beef. Don't know if anyone's heard about that. It's about, like, two people that have, like, road rage together. But it's, like, more than that. It's, like, you know, I'm guessing it's... Because it's called... It says it's a tragic comedy. Like a tragic comedy. So that sounds like, you know, something's dramatic's gonna happen at the end or whatever.
Funky.
Yeah, so I wanna watch it. It looks really good. It does look good. So need to finish Rain Dogs. And then I'm gonna watch this because that looks good. What else? I don't know.
I really wanna rewatch Rise of the Guardians.
What's that?
Oh god, how do I explain it? It's basically...
Is that a cartoon?
Yeah, it's...
Is that Jack Frost thing?
Yeah, it is.
Esley,
it's
the one with Jack Frost. We're not talking about Jack Frost right now.
I'm not going to talk about Jack Frost. I wasn't going to talk about... You were the one that mentioned Jack Frost.
Esley has a little thing for Jack Frost.
You were the one that mentioned it.
That's so embarrassing.
That's not embarrassing. That's so leave me alone. Man. No, but I do really want to rewatch that because... Jack Frost aside, the movie is good, okay? Just let it be.
Speak for yourself. Maybe. Let it actually speak for yourself.
I am speaking for myself.
You're saying that with chest right now, and I wouldn't be saying that with chest.
The actual movie is good, okay? I like the movie.
Okay, sure, fair enough. Ish. I don't know.
You're so mean.
I don't know what to say to this person.
You're so mean.
Yeah, Beef on Netflix. I wanna watch that. What? Okay, sorry. That was just a weird noise. And I'm watching Breaking Bad right now, and that's the whole thing. I don't know.
Lovely.
Is it, like, I feel like, is it bad to say that before I watch it, like, everyone hypes it up a lot? It is a good, hey, it's a good show. It's a good show. It is a good show, guys, and I appreciate a lot of the things. But I wouldn't say it's like, after I finish this, it's not going to be like, favourite show of all time. Like,
you're going to get attacked. It's going to be
like, I would honestly put it like, does it even make the top 10? Like, maybe a little bit. Like, maybe it's like 10th.
If you said that on Twitter, you would get attacked. I'm just letting you know.
And all the fans are weird. This is why I didn't watch in the first place. The fans are weird. I had
that one Family Guy episode about Breaking Bad.
I haven't watched that.
It's,
Explain.
I haven't watched the actual episode. I've seen clips of it on TikTok.
Yeah,
because of the whole Family Guy pipeline thing. It made fun of the fact that everyone who likes it says that it's the best show of all time, and it basically like it shows the TV show basically like, what's the word, hypnotizing Peter into thinking it was the best show ever.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a little
This
bit
is
funny.
What I mean, right? Like, it's a good show, but it's not like, you know, it's not like the best show ever I've ever seen. Oh my god, hands down, best show. Like, no, it's really not. It is a good show, but I wouldn't say it's like that good. Also, why are there like two spin-off shows on it? Sorry.
Two spin-offs?
Well, yeah, you know, like Better Call Saul, and then they have a Breaking Bad movie on Netflix, which I still don't know what that's about.
That's mad.
I am going to watch those, because, again, it's a good show. But, like, it's like, why you gotta milk it, man? Like, I swear, whenever there's a good show, they just milk it. Like, especially Netflix. Netflix loves to just milk shows to the point where it's not even good anymore. Like, you'll get to, like, the third or fourth, like, milked season. It's just like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Shows aren't cows. Netflix needs to stop doing this to shows. This is not a cow. You can't just keep milking it. If the plot's over, the plot's over. You don't need, like... just like, what's happening? Anyway, sorry. What did I want to say? Yeah, the fans are weird.
Yes.
This is why I didn't want to watch the show in the first place. Because... oh my, the fans are weird. That's all I have to say.
It is one weird fandom. It's out of hand.
I just feel like it's a bunch of like Discord mods and like
Discord mods.
Really like lonely guys that just sit in their room and watch Breaking Bad all day.
No,
I'm sorry, but it's true. Like the fans, like this is the reason why I didn't watch the show, because the fans are just like simping over like four characters just because they're like women, and then they're just like, oh my god, it's a woman on my TV screen. It's like, okay, all right, have you never seen a woman before? Cool. No, you. Yeah. I'm not gonna say it on air, but there is some weird things those Breaking Bad fans say. That's all I'm gonna say.
I don't even want to know.
Yeah, no, I don't think you guys don't want to know either.
we don't want to know.
Let's finish this conversation here. Anyway, let's play Warm by S.G. Lewis. Let's do that. Thank you.
heart up my chest when you put it there. Yeah, I'm a little cold, but I warm up with you.
Once again, thank you for joining us for another episode yes, of the episode. Media Wives.
Yay! How many have we done now?
I don't know, because sometimes we just disappear for a few weeks. That's not because we don't like you; it's because we have a lot of deadlines.
Deadlines are bad.
Once again, if you want to contact us, tell us any of your opinions or anything, just email themediawives@gmail.com and we'll check that and get back to you.
Once again, shameless promo.
Yeah. It's currently 2:20, in case anyone's wondering. Just so you know. But anyway, I don't know what we're doing next week. I want to talk about a movie, but we'll see if we do that or not.
We probably will.
We probably will. So we'll probably talk about Stalker. I don't want to get anyone too excited, but yeah. Stalker. Yeah. We might talk about that. Anyway, I'm going to leave you with Crushing by X-Ray. And yeah, I hope you have a good Monday, even though Mondays suck. And yeah. Oh, I just touched the mic. I'm going to ignore that. Anyway, we'll see you guys next week, hopefully.
Yay.
Bye.
Lean back, half rolled cigarette, not speaking at all.